Rubbins Racing here on the Sports Line. Dennis Bickmeyer of Richmond Raceway getting ready for a big weekend. Safe to say you've been pretty busy this week, Dennis?
Yeah, no question. It's, you know, we've talked about, as you know, we've done these segments about getting this infield project done and then, you know, this complete renovation, getting it ready for the fans tomorrow morning when we open up at 8:30. But, you know, playoff, NASCAR playoff action comes back here for the first time to Richmond. So excited about that. Yes, but a little tired. You know, we've been battling Mother Nature up to this point. But finally, we're here. It's race week, and we're just really excited.
Dennis, you bring on a race week after making more changes to your track. I'm sure that's an added level of stress for you guys. How much have you started to see the reward of all that work you've put into Richmond Raceway?
Well, it looks great. I mean, and, you know, people from the industry that have been arriving yesterday and today, and there's a lot of setup going on inside the garage area and inside the fan ground area and last-minute prep, and all that stuff's great. But for me, kind of the real sense of satisfaction is when those first fans come through the tunnel tomorrow and up into the fan ground. That's, to me, that's the winning moment right there. Like we've done it. That's the true checkered flag. You know, you hit all these milestones along the way in a construction project. You know, do a ribbon cutting ceremony, but this thing was built for the fans. And when they roll in here tomorrow, to me, that's going to be the biggest sense of satisfaction.
And you mentioned the ribbon cutting ceremony, so you've gotten that taken care of, and you're ready for fans to come out and experience the racetrack and the weekend. And let me ask you, Dennis, because we talked about it a little bit last week, you guys have so much going on for the fans and the opportunity to be involved with so many different things other than just the actual races. Give it to us once again. What are some of the things folks can experience?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the race on both Friday and Saturday is the culmination of a great day. But, you know, really, it starts, I always talk about the driveway or doorway to doorway experience. From the time you leave your house or your hotel room or, you know, wherever your original place that you're leaving from, you know, it's getting into the track, it's getting parked, and, you know, we don't charge for parking. The tailgating experience here is great, but then the midway experience, it's all part of your race day experience, part of your ticket, no additional charge. And you roll through the midway and it's, you know, display after display and merchandise and music and food and driver Q&As and, you know, just, you know, you can feel the excitement start to build when you're out there in the midway. And then for those who are coming down inside the new DC Solar Fan Grounds, that's, again, a completely different experience to be immersed into the sport, to actually walk into the garages, which was a big part of this design. And then, you know, a couple more things, too. On Friday, if you come out here, we actually have four bowling lanes that are built. We hosted the PWBA Women's Tour Championship last night, and they leave the bowling lanes up for our fans to be able to come in and bowl. On Saturday, we got a free concert. And you can go to the driver's meeting. I mean, I just, you know, I'm a sports fan, you know, and you guys are, and people listening to your show, they're sports fans. There's different things to do at different sporting events. I tell you, we layer a lot on here at NASCAR races.
Dennis Bickmeyer with us here on the Sports Line. It's Rubbins Racing, and NASCAR is at Richmond Raceway this coming weekend. It all culminates with the big Monster Energy Cup race this coming Saturday. Curious for you, Dennis, Brad Keselowski has won the last couple of races. You expecting that trend to continue right now?
Well, we talked about it before. It's like, you know, it's tough to win two in a row, and now he's just won three in a row. There's no reason to think that he can't do a fourth, you know, other than it's really hard to do. But they've showed everything that they need to do. The cars are fast, the driver's really, really good, and the pit crew is outstanding. So it's just all worked for them for the last 3 weeks. He's got a little pressure off because in this first round of the playoff, you know, he won in Vegas the opening round. He's punched his ticket to the next round. Now, for him, if he comes to Richmond and wins again, he's keeping another playoff driver potentially from getting that automatic jump to the next round. That's why this race is so important, too, because there's been so much focus about, we don't know what's going to happen next week in Charlotte when they go there. It's a part oval, part road course, different for everybody, not sure what's going to happen. So many drivers have said they got to get it done here in Richmond this weekend. I think it's going to be a really, truly exciting race.
Dennis Bickmeyer joining us here, Richmond Raceway, richmondraceway.com for all of the information that you need for this huge race weekend, first ever NASCAR playoff race at Richmond. I know you can't predict this, but you guys are fired up, and you know there's a lot on the line, and obviously you're hoping it kind of all lives up to the billing, but you can't control what happens during the race.
No, we can. I mean, you know, once the green flag drops, it's in the hands of the competitors, and we wait till the checkered flag flies and we get to hand somebody a really cool trophy. But, you know, in between over 400 laps on Saturday night for the Federated Auto Parts 400 or 250 laps on Friday night for the Go Bowling 250, you know, this track produces some action. That's why they call it the action track. I expect that it sees pretty good action this week. And you know, let's see where it ends up, you know, when the checkered flag flies. But I can tell you one thing. I know what our team does to provide a great guest experience. We're going to take care of our end of the deal.
Dennis, good luck this weekend. I know you're fired up and excited and offering so much for the race fans. Again, richmondraceway.com for all the details and information on everything going on, including the bowling. That's awesome.
Yep, I'm going to be in there Friday doing some bowling. I have my bowling ball because I stay out here at the racetrack. So I look forward to that.
What do you bowl? Are you over 100, over 200? Are you good or what?
Well, you know, back in my youth, I won a lot of trophies, a lot of team trophies, and I wish I would have stuck to it. But right now, my kids beat me when we go bowling, so I'm not very good, but I have a good time.
That's what matters. That's what matters, and folks are going to have a great time this weekend at Richmond Raceway. Thank you, Dennis. Good luck, and we look forward to staying in touch.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Dennis Bickmeyer, Richmond Raceway track president. Big weekend coming up. First ever NASCAR playoff race. RichmondRaceway.com here on Rubbins Racing.